Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And if it's Thursday, we're talking about life and taxes. Good morning, Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. Doing well.
Well, it's always fun to look at how the other half lives. And I guess you are talking about how celebrities make their financial plans and how they plan all what we should be doing. So
that's right.
Let's throw it out there.
So, you know, we sometimes, Mike, we like to give you the gavel of justice and have tax court Thursday.
I brought my black robe and gavel, but I don't think I'll need it today.
Other times what we look at is we do an edition called Celebrity Corner.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do today, which is we look at a celebrity's estate plan and we see either how they did a good job with their estate plan or maybe what some of their shortcomings might be.
What they should have done.
You know, we had the Grammys last week.
Yeah.
Now I watched the Grammys and I have no idea what's going on.
You have to check with Ross on that one. He's our entertainment expert here. I'm not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I watched the show and I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
I don't either. I'm a time warp. When anything that happened before 1992, I have no idea what happened musically. So
that's what's funny, because when you're a kid, you always say, you know, I'm not going to be like that. I'm always going to know who the hip, cool people are.
Yeah.
And then you realize it just doesn't work that way.
No, not at all.
But
not
anyways, we have a singer today. So Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, the Cars.
Yeah, singer, songwriter, guitarist for the Cars.
Just died recently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Died in September 15th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, he actually had a pending divorce.
With the model.
His supermodel. Paulina Portskova.
Exactly. I know that much.
So,
love the Cars.
So his divorce was pending, has six sons. When he passed away.
Why not? You got a supermodel wife. Go ahead. Go at it.
And,
six kids.
His probate estate, Mike, was about $5 million. They estimated that he had about $5 million of copyrights and then another $100,000 or so, of tangible property. People might think, well, that might be a little bit low for him, but it's obvious that he had disposed of other assets and other means that weren't probate, meaning falling under the will.
Uh-huh.
For instance, his Manhattan condo just went up for sale for $14.5 million.
Yeah, you'd think some guy like that has a lot more assets than $5 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what Rick did was is that, so obviously here he is, his wife, Paulina, they'd been married since 1989. And then in 2017, they decided to separate and she had filed for divorce not long after that. But as I said, the divorce was not finalized, and that's a critical factor in this particular estate file. Well, on August 28th, 2019, so just a couple weeks before he passed, he executed a will, okay? And his will nominated Mario Testani, who was his friend and business manager, to be his personal representative. And I hope that Mario is going to be up for a little bit of fight, because what he did next in his will was he said, even if I should die before our divorce is final, Paulina is not entitled to receive any of my estate.
Ooh, bitter divorce.
Nor is she entitled to have an elective share. And we'll get into what that means.
Okay.
Because she has abandoned me. And so that is what he said in his particular will. He also goes on to cut two of his sons out of his will, and that's why I said I think the executor's up for a very long, long fight.
Yeah.
So he provided for four of his sons to receive his entire estate. And so what does this all mean, you know, from an estate planning perspective?
It's messy.
And I think first and foremost, number one, I gotta give Rick some credit here, because he was going in for surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and he actually died before he went in for the surgery.
Yeah, he thought, I may not come out.
That's right. So I think he was thinking about his own mortality.
Yeah.
And he did decide, Mike, which was a huge move by him, to go ahead and update that will.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good decision for him, because so many people who are going through divorces or separations or have marital dissension don't take that step of saying, let me check out my estate plan and figure out what would happen to my assets before I die. Because the critical thing, Mike, is that if you're going through these issues, but you don't have a finalized divorce, typically your spouse is not going to be cut out from inheriting your property. So if he had a will that left everything to Paulina, then she would get all of his assets.
Wow.
So he did make the decision, which I got to give him a good credit for, which was to go ahead and express his wishes and say, nope, going through this divorce, it's not finalized, I don't want her to get anything. And that was a critical first step, because then it puts the onus on her to challenge the will.
We're talking about celebrities, Andrew. So, but is it typical that Rick Ocasek, and they say they married in 89, so they both had they've both had great careers before they met and married. So she would have her own will, we think, and then he has his own will. Is that typical, though? You know, the people that are listening today here in Eastern North Carolina, my wife and I, we have a will.
Yeah.
We don't. She doesn't have one, and I don't have one separately. Mm-hmm. It's together. But in this case, they're separate. So he could have done anything he wants with it. He could cut her out.
That's right.
Cut the two kids out, which it seems like he did.
That's right.
So
yeah, so
celebrities.
You know, you're in charge of your estate. So whatever assets are in your name, you can decide where they go, subject to statutory law.
Yeah.
And so that's where we get here. When this a critical thing he did in the will was say that, you know, she's not entitled to any elective share. So what does that mean? So what that means is that even under North Carolina law, very similar to New York law in this particular case, you cannot disinherit your spouse. So what that means is that your spouse has the right to claim an elective share in the estate. And under New York law, she's allowed to claim one third of Rick's estate under elective share laws. And so she has filed paperwork saying that I want my elective share from the estate. Under North Carolina law, interestingly enough, Mike, she would be entitled to 50% of Rick's estate,
even though he has a separate will that says she doesn't get a penny.
That's right.
The statute overrides that.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Okay.
So she files this elective share. She's then entitled to part of Rick's estate, a third.
Yeah.
And under New York law, maybe, you know, and that's where we get to the next critical distinction, which is he said she's not entitled to an elective share because she has abandon me. And what is one of the exceptions to the elective share?
Abandonment.
Ooh. And why I say that we've got Mario Testani better be ready to buck up as the personal representative of this estate is because he's going to have a serious fight on his hands.
Yeah.
Under North Carolina law, this is the statute, a spouse who willfully and without just cause abandons and refuses to live with the other spouse and is not living with the other spouse at the time of death, shall lose the right to claim an elective share. Now look at that long sentence I just read you.
Yeah.
Each one of those words means something. It's a term of art. So the reason I'm telling you Mario's got a fight on his hand is because is every element of abandonment met in order to prevent Paulina from obtaining her elective share on Rick's estate? So that's where we are. And it's a quandary, and it's going to be a court battle.
Because you're going to parse abandonment, and each shred of evidence that one side's trying to prove the other.
Willfully, without just cause, does not live.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all, and some are more cut and dry than others. So there is going to be a serious fight on their hands about whether or not, you know, Paulina abandoned Rick. What could he have done better? So let's talk about what he could have done better. This is what we have the facts before us, which is we're looking at a long litigation battle.
Yeah. He already did one thing good going into surgery. Yeah. He updated his will.
That's right. So he did good there.
Gets points for that.
So we'll give him points for that.
Yeah.
Now, what could he have done better? Okay. So what could he have done better? How about a separation agreement?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he
spell
when,
it out there.
When he got divorced, through a separation agreement, Mike, you can say, I don't want my spouse to have the right to claim an elective share against my estate.
And that would be done. That can be
superseded. And if both parties sign it, you know, you're good. You change your will. You cut your spouse out. Separation agreement says no elective share. Guess what? They're not getting an elective share. All right. What's another thing you could have done, assuming Paulina says, I'm not signing any separation agreement. That's not happening. Under North Carolina law, we can set up a trust. And it's called an elective share trust. And we basically can put assets into a trust for the benefit of the spouse with an independent trustee who oversees those assets, and that counts for an individual's elective share. And what's the great thing about a trust, Mike? We can say that those assets are in trust for Paulina for her life, But then we get to dictate where those assets go after that.
Nice.
And we can say it goes to Rick's kids.
Yeah.
The kids that he wants to have. The four kids that he wants to have inherit his property. Versus the property that goes to Paulina under the elective share, she gets, guess what? Who's in control of the disposition of those assets upon Paulina's death? Paulina is. Because that's why the trust is so critical in this particular regard. So what I want our listeners to hear is that, you know, here we have a situation where Rick did a good thing by changing his will to cut out his wife, who he did not want to have, you know, any of his estate. But he could have gone a couple steps farther and really cut her off and made sure that his wishes are going to be upheld. And instead, what's he done? He set up his executor.
He didn't close the deal.
His friend and business manager.
Bad advice.
To be able to, you know, have to fight this out in court about whether or not Paulina abandoned Rick Ocasek. And here we go, you know, celebrities sometimes like publicity. But, you know, this is publicity in death, which is tough. You know, it's just tough to see these types of things happen.
You think guys like that would have good counsel, you know?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, this is why it's important to come and get good advice.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm in a separation. What can I do?
Yeah.
You know, we're estranged. What can I do?
What am I missing here? Because it's so emotional.
And then let us put the documents together to make sure that you're fully protected and your wishes are going to be fully borne out, and you don't have to worry about a prolonged litigation matter upon your passing.
Right.
That your kids are going to have to fight, or your business manager's going to have to fight, or your friends are going to have to fight.
That's a great point. And if you're in that situation, celebrity or not celebrity, you know, you all have a life and we have relationships and sometimes they don't work. Check out the folks at Harvell and Collins. Make sure you got your ducks in a row. 252-726-9050. They're at 1107 Bridges Street. Boy, poor Rick Ocasek, huh? Let the good times roll. Ain't happening there. Good topic, Andrew. That was excellent.